Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Today I'm reading to you the third part of my series entitled, Roles and Responsibilities Given to Men. Part 3, Don't Skip This. Before moving forward in our study of men's gender-based roles, it is vital that we don't skip the most basic role every born-again child of God has while here on planet Earth, being a disciple. Jesus said, "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men," Matthew 4:19. Being a disciple means we follow Jesus, the person, via the Spirit of God, his teachings from the Scripture, and we embrace his mission, the Great Commission. This role springs from our core identity, but it is not eternal, since in heaven we will know as we are known. At the present, we are learners or disciples. Jesus's method of discipleship was part teaching and part doing. He modeled the behaviors and the ministry skills he wanted his followers to develop. True discipleship must include active ministry, or we only have a Greek-style school. Being a disciple is not so much about filling our heads with knowledge as it is about developing our relationship with God and putting our faith into practice in ways that will glorify God and impact the people around us. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." That's from the New American Standard Bible. We shine as lights in the world by performing good deeds in Christ's name and by sharing the good news and the one true light, Jesus. Disciples model God's love in order to help people get past their objections to the message of love, which is the gospel. Disciples learn to share the gospel effectively, minister in the power of God's Spirit, and generally love on people. Disciples make a point of going to where lost and unchurched people are instead of expecting them to come to us. Disciples value and model Christian hospitality as a means to extend God's kingdom. Disciples see their neighborhoods as their mission field and invest heavily in the people who live, work, and play around them. Fishers of men have many friends outside the church. How else will we reach them? When dads wholeheartedly devote themselves to the pursuit of God's kingdom, they model for their children what it means to be a Christ follower. When dads include their children in reaching out, fishing for men, it teaches them what is most important. I have observed that children of parents who are devoted to Christ in word and deed are more likely to adopt kingdom values and commitments than the children of nominal believers. This is not rocket science. Kids notice what their parents love and serve, and if there is love and respect, they will imitate them. What we do is more important than what we say, because kids see through shallowness and hypocrisy in adults. They will likely reject our words if our lifestyle does not back them up. We dads cannot afford to be passive or lukewarm with regard to Christ, the gospel, discipleship, and mission. There is much more at stake than our own eternal reward. We must think generationally and realize that how we live will impact generations to come. Most parents feel the tension between being on mission and raising a family. The solution is to include the family when you're on mission. Include them when you have friends and neighbors over. Take them when you go on any kind of outreach, including visiting neighbors. Children have a way of disarming people and opening their hearts. Model what you hope to see develop in your children. Figure out ways to make routine family events and celebrations missional. Have people join you at family meals. Let your kids see you share the gospel and pray for people. Let them participate when you do acts of kindness for neighbors and friends. Our children are our most important disciples. If we fail them, our other successes will be rather shallow and hollow. We can only give away what we possess. We must give ourselves to being a disciple if we hope to see the same in our children. Please don't fail to prioritize this role, or you may miss everything else.